Well, the first US congressional hearing into UFO sightings in over 50 years took place this morning in Washington. But there were few answers about the unexplained phenomenon. Two top military officials said there are a number of events which defy any explanation. With us now, Washington correspondent Kate Fisher. Kia ora, good morning, Kate. Just talk us through some of what was heard, these events that defy explanation.
Yeah, well, there was lots of talk, but very little in the way of answers. This is the first time a public congressional hearing has been held on the subject of UFOs for over 50 years, or I should say the Department of Defense calls them unidentified aerial phenomenon. The government told us, the U.S. government told the congressional hearing today that it was unable to determine whether more than 140 UFO reports that had come in over the previous decades, whether they were atmospheric events playing tricks on the sensors or if they were some kind of aircraft piloted by foreign adversaries or if they were extraterrestrial in origin. Essentially, out of 144 of these reports, they could only explain one of them. And this is why they're saying that they need the defense community and the national security community and the intelligence community to start kind of respecting the reports of unidentified flying objects. They say that there's been stigma attached to those kind of reports for far too long, pilots being laughed off, you know, if they mention it. And these things need to be taken seriously because they actually can't explain why they're happening.
Okay, so they can't explain it, but are we talking about a wide-ranging discussion about aliens here, or are we talking about national security implications?
Well, it was very much any kind of question as to whether this could have anything to do with extraterrestrial life was very quickly kind of put down by the officials giving evidence, saying that they did not believe there had been any evidence whatsoever that any of the they have found some wreckage. They didn't go into many details because they said it was classified. There is currently a closed door hearing taking place now where I'm sure more information is being revealed, classified information. But they say any wreckage they have found is clearly of a terrestrial nature and not extraterrestrial. They think that perhaps it could. They can't, however, say that it isn't a potentially a foreign adversary, but to their knowledge, they don't believe any foreign countries have the kind of technology that could, send these unidentified aerial matters into the U.S. airspace. So they kind of don't really know. And yes, they say it's probably not extraterrestrial, but they can't definitively say why these objects are here.
I think we're maybe just beginning to lose that line to Kate Fisher, our correspondent in Washington there.